Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, in the last, probably 20 years, there's a red wine from Argentina that's become pretty much ubiquitous. And I think they kind of got into a rut, but you're telling me that they maybe kind of have come out of that rut.
Well, we're talking about Malbec, of course. And for a long time, the market was dominated by what I used to call rustic style Malbecs, which I don't think were all that pleasant. But today, I've seen an evolution in the style, and it seems that a lot of the Malbecs I taste, regardless of price, are made in a much more smooth style. The tannins are much better behaved than they used to be. So let me talk about three that I came across. The first one is called Sultano Malbec Classico. This is from Mendoza, 2020. $15 for this one, Hugh, and it is my wine of the week. I think it's good value. This is what I would call elevated Malbec. The texture stands out. It's smooth and velvety. The color is a pretty medium dark red, and the aroma is warm and fruity, and it's centering on a smoky cherry note. The flavors are a little bit closed right now. Be it 2020, it's pretty young, but it does have a balanced palate of fruit, tannin, and acid. And the fruit resembles very dark, smoky cherries. Floating above that is a layer of light yellow plums. Very nice. That's Sultano Malbec Classico.
That sounds great.
It does. Here's another one that I thought was tremendous. It's called Cuvelier Los Andes Malbec from the Valley of Uco, which is that's pretty much prime territory for Malbec in the Mendoza region. 2018's got a little bit of age on it. $25 for this one, and I think it's worth it. It's a very nice Malbec, big, deep, and very smooth, very fruity. And the aroma is warm and earthy and marked with field herbs and very dark fruit. The first thing I noticed as I took a sip of this was the seamless smoothness of the wine. No tannins, no jarring acidity, just very dark flavors of black plum, along with the same spices that I was picking up on the nose. In terms of complexity, Hugh, I'd say this young wine is a little bit monolithic right now. So it's not showing details, but it is showing a tremendous amount of flavor. Good for Saturday night dinners.
Wow.
And if you don't want to spend $25, you can spend $12 on this one. Los Lagos Malbec, Argentina. 2021, the designation Argentina makes me suspect that this is made from grapes in more than one region. Mm-hmm. Like this is what they have in California. But it's a very young Malbec, and it's made from, like I say, grapes from all over the place. The aroma is explosive. Big whiffs of bright berry fruit, field herbs, and an apple barrel. If you ever stuck your head in an apple barrel, you'll never forget that smell. It's really tremendous. The wine is very light with bright fruit and mild tannins. The acidity carries the fruit into the finish, which is a semi-sweet finish. And it's just a very, very nice everyday Malbec with no pretense whatsoever. At $12, Los Lagos Malbec is a very, very nice buy. I would love to have it with pizza. I think it would be perfect. So there's my three of them, Hugh. And I think that there's some good opportunities for Malbecs at a variety of price points. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.